that it says that the honey inside the keveret is not an oichol and not a mashke, it means the special two chalas. Now, we learned in our Mishnah, there are two like compartments of honey that you always want to leave in the beehive for the bees themselves to eat on. So those two chalas of honey is like not called a maichol. Those you don't have das to take out to use for yourself. That's like your maksa, you always have das to leave those two for the bees. So those two are not called oichol. That's what the b'raisa means. But Rav Kahana is talking about the other food. The other food taka is called an oichol. Only the special two compartments in the beehive, that's left over. Liyosin shtei chalas. But Rav Amar Rava says, Reb Lezi, no. The parrot says that this goes according to Reb Lezi, I'll tell you. Because Rashi says, like, Rava does not like the Teretz of Abaya, because when it says, Dvash v'kiveret, it's Einoi, it's not mashmu only those two chalas. It's mashmu all the honey in the beehive is not called an eichel. And here Rav Kahana says it is called an eichel. The Rava is like this, Rava Amar Rebbe Lezi, as well as according to Rabbi Lezi. That's none, we learned like this. Kiveret devarim, if you have a beehive that the bees make honey in it, Reb Lezeroy Naharei Kakarka, he holds a beehive when it's like attached to the ground, its mam is called like karka. And therefore, of course, it's not makabel tuma, because something that's makubel karka is not makabel tuma. And he also holds the kais benola pruzbul. In order to write a pruzbul, the loiva has to have karka. If he owns the kiveris, that's called karka. V'yena makabelis tuma, it's not makabel tuma b'mekayma, because it's called karka. So he writes in a man over Shabbos. If you pull out the honey from a beehive on Shabbos, we have lezer hold chayiv chatis. It's called like tolish. It's like you're pulling something off. That's mechubah. That's Rabbi Lezer shita. However, the chachamim say no. Ain't kais v'lola pruzbol. Chachamim say no. It's not called kakarka dami. You do not write a pruzbol. Ain't kais v'lola pruzbol. V'ain the kakarka. It's not called kakarka. U'mekabel is tuma. It's mekabel tuma also b'mekayma. Therefore, that Rav Kahana says that the honey in the beehive is an oichol, is a makabel tuma, that's going according to Chachamim. That the Chachamim say your beehive is not mechubel karka, it's not makabel tuma. And the first price is said that it is makabel tuma, it's not makabel tuma, that goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a beehive is considered mechubel karka. Now, what's the reason of Reb Lezer? Omer Reb Lezer, my timer, the Amora Reb Lezer said, my timer, the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the reason of Rebbe Eliezer? Why does he hold a beehive? It's considered mechuba lekarka. The mamish, if you pull it off on Shabbos, you chayiv misa. Because the pasuk says, vayitpo loisa biyaris hadvash. They like pulled out honey from the forest. As if to say that the honey is called like a forest. So kasher is v'chima inyan yar etzel dvash. What does the forest have to do with honey? Elo, the pasuk comes to teach us, Eloi Meloch, ma yar, just like in a forest. Ha toilish mimenu b'shabbos. Whoever pulls off something from a forest, usually mean trees. If you pull something off from the trees on Shabbos, chayiv chatis, it's called you took it off from the chubam. So I tell you, af dvash, the same thing applies by dvash, by honey. That haroidim, a man over Shabbos, is chayiv chatis. Whoever pulls off the honey is also a chayiv chatis. That's Reb Lezer's pshat. Therefore, there's no stira. According to Reb Lezer, it's not makabel tuma. Because anything mechubel karka is not makabel tuma. Meitzvei have a kasha. It says, dvash honey. Hazav mikvrosoi, honey that drips out of its kiveres, drips out of its beehive. Einoi lo yoichov lo mashka. It says it's not called a meichel. Pasher means it's not makabel tuma, and it says it's not a mashka. So bishleim al abayi is good according to abayi. I could answer you, nicha. I could answer you. You know what honey is talking about here? It's talking about the special two chalas devash. Abayi said there are two compartments of honey in the beehive that you always leave for your bees. So those two honeys are not called oichel, not called devash. Therefore, won't be a stira to Rav Kahana. According to abayi, it's nicha. Elo l'Rav Akasha, but according to Rav it's Akasha, because Rav doesn't want to say it means the shtei chalas. Rav says when it says honey, it means any honey. So the only terrors we have why it's not makabatum is according to Reb Lezer when it's mechuber. But that's only when it's inside the behind. Here it says, though, when it's running out. Here it says, clearly it says that when the honey is coming out, the vash hazav, when the honey runs out from the behind, it's not an echa, not a mashka. So according to Rav, it's a kash on Rav Kana. Rav Kana said honey is called an echa, it's makabel tuma. Here it says it's not makabel tuma. So kasha, it says, Amar Rav Zvid, chagoyin shazav agabe kli mos. We're talking about here that runs right out into a kli mos, a disgusting kli. In other words, it makes the honey not edible. If the honey is not edible, it's not a meichel. That's why it's not makabel tuma. Rav Acher by Yaakov Omer going shazal v'gabi kishkoshim. Same type of terrorist. It goes on top of kishkoshim, little Rashi kistman, little pieces of wood. Dakin shein royo lasufa. You can't take them out, and therefore it's not roy teeth. Therefore, if the honey comes out on small twigs, like that, you're not going to be able to eat the honey. That's not called an oichel. That's taken not makabel tuma. Therefore, there's no sira. Regular honey, we hold, is a neichel. It is makabel tuma. This honey here means bad, ruined honey, and I can eat. It's not a neichel. Meis vessel of the kasha and Rav Kana. It says, aloha, dvash v'kivirosa, if you have honey in the beehive, ein oilo yoichov loy mashka. It's nothing. Right now, when it's in the beehive, it's not called a neichel, it's not called a mashka. Chishiv olav liyachilo. Let's say you have in mind, though, that the honey in here you're going to want to use. So then the locher is mitama tumas oichlin. It is makabel tumas oichlin. Ula mashkin, let's say you're machaven now, you're going to drink it. Rosh, you're going to put it into your tea. Like you have kavona right now that with this honey, you're going to put it into your tea and you're going to drink it. So the locher is then mitama tumas mashkin. So it says clearly that the honey, when it's inside the beehive like this, if you're not machashev, it's not makabel tumas. But if you have in mind to do something with the honey, whether to eat it or whether to drink it, then it gets the shame oichol mashka. Then it is makabel tuma. That's what it says. Yes, that's like this. So bishleim ala bayanich, again, bishleim according to Abaya, there's no steer here. I'll tell you why does it say here when the honey is inside the kiveret, it's not makabel tuma. It's talking about again those special shtei chalit. There are two compartments of honey that usually you always like to keep in the behind. So minastam, those are not meant for achilas adam. They're meant to stay in the beehive that the bees should have what you done. Only if you're machashiv now to eat it, that gives it a shem meichel. So according to Abai, it's very good. There's no kasha in Rav Kana. Elul Rav Akasha. But according to Rav, the old parents was asked to go according to Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that it's called mechubel akarka. See, even if you're machashiv to eat the honey, so what? Right now the honey is mechubel karka, right? The beehive. It's called like a tree. So if you're machashiv to eat a peach on the tree, you don't make it a loicha, it's not makabel tuma. Calls them on something is mechubel karka. No matter how much machshava you have a thought to eat it, doesn't make it into a food. So how come here it says that you machashiv to eat it or to drink it, it becomes a loicha? So my answer is, El Rav Akasha, or Malach Rav, Tritzach, he answers like this. Chishev olav liachilo eina metamah tumas oichlin lamashkin eina metamah tumas mashkin eina chnami. That's what it means to say eina chnami. It's going according to Reb Lezer, and then it's very good. Reb Lezer holds that this beehive is called like karka, like a tree. So therefore, even though you have in mind to eat the honey, or even though you have in mind to drink it, so what? Right now, kozuman, the honey is inside the beehive. It's mamish like mechubel karka. It's not makabel tumah at all. Therefore, there's no kasha in Rav Kana. According to Rav Lezer, Avad, it's not makabel tuma. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kavosat Rav Kana. But I'll bring you a proof to Rav Kana. In other words, if we hold not like Rabbi Eliezer, that we hold that a beehive is not cooled like karka, it's not cooled like karka, then the honey inside it is an eichel. So I'll bring you a proof to Rav Kana, because it says, Devash v'kivirosoi, if you have honey inside the kiveres, you have honey inside the beehive, the locher is metama tumas oichlin, shloi b'machshava. In a chnaim, it's mamash called an oichel, it's metama tumas oichlin, even without a machshava. So it's a raya to Rav Kana. Right. Then it says what? Zeifim lokut meniach shtei grufiyoi. The Mishnah says, if I want to sell you my olive tree, and I'm selling it to you that you should be able to cut down all the olives, I'm not selling you the tree itself. I'm just selling you the right to cut down all the olives. So I mean to leave over for myself two branches of olives.
Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Says, Halokeach ilo mechavei ro'in, if you buy a tree off your friend, lokus, you buy the tree to cut it down and take it home. Now, you don't buy the tree to keep it there and to keep the ground, but you buy the tree, lokus, to cut down the tree. Halokeach is magbiya menakarka tefach v'kaitzis. You have to leave the bottom tefach of the tree there, and no, first cut down a tefach above. Like you have to leave the bottom tefach over for the owner, and when you bought this tree to cut it down, you have to cut it down a tefach off the ground. Besula hashikma, let's say you buy a shikma, besula means it was never cut down yet, gimel tefachim, you have to leave on the bark gimel tefachim. Sadin hashikma, that means that the shikma tree was once cut down once and grew up again, then beis tefachim. What about the kanim uvikfanim? If I'm selling you reeds or I'm selling you vines, then min hapakak. From the knot-like or in the vine, you have to cut above that. Ulamala. But below that, you have to leave over to the original owner. In other words, because the original owner also wants it to grow back again. Like I'm only selling you now the part of the tree that you can cut it down and use the pears. But the bottom part that it should regrow, I want to leave over for myself. Bidikolam uvarozim. Let's say I sell you a dekel, a palm tree, or eruv, a cedar tree, then chayfa misharish. Then you allow the mamish dig it up and take out the roots also. If I sell you the tree, you allow to dig up the tree with its roots. Why? Because the roots of a cedar tree won't regrow again. So once you cut it down, even if you leave over a tefach or three tefachim, it won't help you, won't grow back up again. Therefore, once you cut it down, you might as well cut down all the way down to the roots. Now the Gemara is, Uvesula hashikma gimel tefachim binan, is it true that if I sell you a besula hashikma, that means the young shikma tree, that was never cut down yet. Yeah, so then you have to leave over gimel tefachim. Or Reminu, I have a question. It says, Alako, ein kaitzitzin besula hashikma b'shriyat. Says, you're not allowed to cut down this besula hashikma, this tree, on Shemitah, mifnei she'avoida, because it's called an avoida, it's called like you're working in the karka. And you're not allowed to work in the karka. Rashbam says, "If neishi avoida, she yagadel yoisa." Because by you cutting down the shikma tree, you're going to make it regrow better. So that's like making the tree grow better. You're not allowed to do that on shvius. On shemitah, you can't do anything to the trees to make them grow better. So you're not allowed to cut down the shikma tree to make it grow better. Right. So that's what it says here. And kaitz masul shikma b'shvius neishi avoida. We have you do I'm kedarka yosa. If you cut it down kedarka, that's also. Elo, what are you supposed to do though? Magbia yutfachim, raise like go up yutfachim, the kites and cut it down there. Oy goim miyamor, or else go down level it out to the ground itself. So that's also mutzah to do. So what do you see? Miyamor it's hudukoshi. If you level it down to the ground, that's harmful. It won't make it grow better. So that you're allowed to do on Shemitah. Ho'idach malilo. But mashmo, once you don't level it down to the ground, once you even leave over one tefach, it's good. It'll make the tree grow back again. Therefore, on Shemitah, you're not allowed to do that. Whereas it says clearly, if you want to cut down this tree on Shemitah, you have to either level it down to the ground, or else go 10 tefachim and cut off on top. But mashmo, if you don't level it, you just cut off one or two tefachim height, that's also. Because by leaving over even one tefach in the ground, that one tefach will grow up again. So it's not like we're saying. We're saying you have to leave over gimel tefachim. And here it's mashma, it's enough. Any little bit you leave over is going to be malilei. It's going to be. Ela magviya yitzfachim kaitzes. You're going to be. So that's the diyek. Ha'idach malilo. Omer abaya bites like this. Gimel tefachim malilo. If you cut it off three tefachim above the ground, then taker it's good. So that's why here when you sell a tree to cut it down, you have to make sure to leave over gimel tefachim. Because the owner has a right to still let it grow. Miyamor, if you cut it and level it down to the ground, then vadi koshelo. Then for sure it's no good. Mikan v'yeluch, once you do more than that, then loy makshi koshelei, v'loy aluya malilo. That's the pshat. If you cut down this shikma tree a little bit above the ground, one tefach, two tefachim, you don't cut it down, three tefachim, you don't leave over three tefachim, then it's a little harmful, but it's a little bit good also. Therefore, it's like this. Gabe shriyas nager tri yisa shemitom avdinen midi devadi koshelo.
We have to do something only that's for sure going to ruin the tree. Because on Shemitah, you're not allowed to do anything that will make it better. Therefore, you can't do anything. You can't leave it. On Shemitah, you can't cut it a little bit. You have to cut it down to the ground. Do something, davadi koshele. Gabi mekach memcha, when I sell you the tree, to cut down the tree, I mean to leave it over for myself, something that's good. Avdin emidi davadi malilo. I have to do something that's vadi good for myself. For something vada to be good, means it has to be at least 3 tefachim left over. If you leave me over the bark, the trunk, 3 tefachim, then you cut it down, take the rest of the top of the tree, but this bottom trunk of 3 tefachim will grow up. So therefore, what's good is 3. What's no good is flattening it out. And between is nishtan nishtin, that's why by shvi it's awesome, by mechir it's no good either. Then it says, bidikolim uvarozim, if I sell you a palm tree, or if I sell you a cedar tree, then choyfo misharish. Then the worm that binds it has